So the kitzur, that's the way the mazir. But our kopon we had before machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the rabbonin. So Gemara so far is the kasha according to Rabbi Kiva that holds when you sprinkle the mei chatas on the Torah dika person, he becomes tamei. It's a kasha. How does our mishnah say the kohen gadol does the avoida? So Abaye says no, it's not sure. Abaye, I'm a fool. Tell me, Rabbi Kiva, the yovid avoida kulu yomi. I'll tell you like this: the kohen gadol brought the korbanos all day. He brought the tamei shachar in the morning, and then he brought the tamei shachar in the tamei shabeinu Abaye in the afternoon. Olafanya, right before Shkia, modulay. That's when we sprinkle the mechatas on him. So it was only tummy for those few minutes. Then for Tovel, then he went to the mikveh right away. V'yavet harashemesh, and then it came harashemesh. So there's no kasha then. Hey, the kohen gadol brought the tamei shachar those 7 days. He brought the tamei shabein abayim. After he brought the tamei shabein abayim, then we were mazer on him from the mechatas. True, then he became Tomei, then right away he goes to the mikvah, and then after the mikvah he has Harashemesh Shekom Shkia, he becomes Torah for the next day. So now the Mishnah is not a kash to Rabbi Kiva. It comes a good even according to Rabbi Kiva. That even though when we are Mazer on him, he becomes Tomei, we're only Mazer at the end of the day. He already did the whole avoid in the daytime. And then it comes before Shkia, so then right after the Hazor he goes to the mikvah, he waits Harashemesh, he's Torah. Tomorrow he does the voider again. So the Mishnah comes a good even according to Rabbi Kiva.
So the Miri speaks out, even though we just said that the mazeh is tor, but if a person is noise, carries the mechatas, he becomes tummy. So the question is, why isn't every mazeh called a mazeh? So he said, Teretz, since you're being noise, you give me mazeh and echnam, that's like the exerzachos of your tor. Only a regular noise is tummy. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding that for Yudalon on the base. Here, top. Umaktir es akteris sumetiv et aneris. Again, the Mishnah says that these 7 days before Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol is put away in Lishkas Parhadrin, he does the avoid all those 7 days, the Mishnah said. He was Zerik es Adam, umaktir es akteris. He brought the Korban Atomit, he was Zerik the Dam, he was Makti the Akteris. And then the Mishnah says, umetiv es aneris. Hey, so all these 7 days, the Kohen Gadol did these avoidis. Kedait, he should be rogulim doing avoidim, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, he'll know how to do the avoidim. Hey, so the whole year round, the Kohen Gadol did not have to do these avoidis. As even the Meitiv Etaneiros and Akteris, Stam Kohanim could do it. But these 7 days, Badaqa, the Kohen Gadol had to do it. So the Seder was, it says, Umakter as Akteris, the Mishnah says, Mashmah first they brought the Akteris, and then Umeitiv Etaneiros. Then they made that Tobas Etaneiros, they cleaned out the Neiros. So Gemara says, Alma, what do we see from our Mishnah? That Keteris Beresha, in the morning, first they brought the Keteris, for Hoda Neris, and then they were massacring the Neris. And that's the Seder of the Avoidus of every day. So the Gemara Rimini Havakasha. The Mishnah Gemara in Tomid, that Misha Zocha Bedishin Mizbeach Apnimi, that they used to have a piece, they used to have the girl there, to choose who would be the kohen to take care, clean out the mizbeach apnimi. Then it says, "Umisha zocha b'menorah." Who's the next kohen that will do the next avoda, cleaning, taking care of the menorah? Umisha zocha b'kteris. And then the third piece would be, who does the kteris? So you see, what's the seder? First, they took care of the menorah, and then they brought the kteris. So it's not like our Mishnah says, "Umak dures kteris, then umetiv es aneris." So the theory, what came first? Did the kteris come first? Or did the neiros come first? The Rashi says, "Kol misha zochem shalosh mishnayis sein b'seder atomid." There's a three mishnayis in the Gemara Tomid. Stura zuachazu k'seder avodosay. Like that's the seder they did every morning. Misha zochem lepias b'dishim zveh apnimi. Noito did that. And when they finished that mishnah, the next mishnah was took care of the menorah. And then the next mishnah said they took care of the keteris. So you see clearly the keteris came after the menorah. Not like our mishnah. Our mishnah says first on the keteris, then that service as the neiros. So our answer is, Amar Rav Huna, Man Tana Tomid, Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvahu. Enachnam Yitzvah, Machlekes HaMishn Mishnayisen, Machlekes HaNoyim. The Mishnah in Yumasa holds, first the Keteris comes, then came the Tomas HaNeris, and that Mishnah in Tomid is not a Stam Mishnah, but it's a Yochid. It goes Aliba to Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. He's the Tana in Tomid, and he holds the opposite, that first came the Menorah, then came the Keteris. Rashi man tana tomid, Rabbi Shimon and Mitzvahu. The Shamin and Leib of Raisa, the Ari Bilcha Seder Atomid. He's the one that talks about in Masechta Tomid there, the Seder of the Tomid. So that Yochid, Reb Shimon Yesh HaMitzvah, he holds not like our Mishnah. For the Gemara V'Yibcha Shemin Eloi, nein, it's not Pshat. We learned that we'll soon say Reb Shimon Yesh HaMitzvah can't be the Stam Tano from the Mishnah in Tomid, because in the Gemara Tomid we'll see that Reb Shimon argues on a Stam Mishnah. So you see clearly the Stam Mishnah is in there is not Reb Shimon Yesh HaMitzvah. V'Yibcha Shemin Eloi, that's none, we learned over there. By the Korban HaTomid in the morning. Boloi Lekerim Mizrochis Svoinis. As after they made the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, now they had to make the Zrika Saddam. Now it's a Korban Oilo. A Korban Oilo, the Zrika saw a Shtayim Shem Arba. That means that two opposite corners, they make the Zrika Saddam, only two times, one here and one here, and each time it's Shtayim, it goes on both sides of the corners. So it's called Shtayim Shem Arba. Now how do they do the Shtayim Shem Arba? The Tanan, Boloi Lekerim Mizrochis Svoinis. First he came to the east, northern corner. Noisein Mizrocha Tzvoina. He put on there one Zrika, that corner, that the dams went to both sides. It went on the Mizruch side of the Mizbeach, and on the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. That's called Shtayim, that's called Achas Shem Shtayim. Then the Kohen went to the Marovis Roimis. He went to the west, south side. Noisein Marovis Roimis. He put another Zrika's dam on the other side, over here, that is one Zrika went to both sides of the Mizbeach. That's what a Stam Mishnah says there in Tomit. Now, V'toni Yoloh, the Brisa says on that Mishnah, that Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah Mishane B'Tomit. Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah argues on the Stam Mishnah there, and says, no, by the Korban HaTomit, it was done a little bit differently. How was it done a little bit differently? That the first part is Maskim Tum. First you took the Dam and went to the Mizrochis Svoinis. Go to the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach. Noisei Mizrochis Svoinis. There is also Maskim. Make one Zrikas Adam in that corner, that the dam goes on both sides of the corner. So sit it like you have dam on the Mizrach side and on the Tzofen side. But then you go to the Marovis Roimis, go to the opposite diagonal, the other side, the west southern side. Over there, Reb Shimon, Isha Mitzvah, hold, you don't make Stam one Zrika there to go on both corners, but rather there you have to make two Zrikas on the two sides. He holds Noisei Marovis. First make one Zrika on the west side of the Mizbeach, the Achakach Neusend Reimer, and then he holds a separate Zrika you have to make on the south side. So he makes the chilik, that the first Zrika you make on the Mizrachis Svoinis, that's only one. That's one that comes out to be two. But when you come to the other side, the Marovis Reimis, there he holds you make two. That's Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah's Pshat. Why does he say this? We'll soon see in the next Gemara why he says this. But our core problem, what we're showing now is that you can't say a Stam Mishnah, Masech Tamid, goes according to Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, because here we see he argues on the Stam Mishnah. So Rashi of Ibcha Shemin in law, the Bar Tayuhu, that he argues on the Stam Mishnah and Tamid. The Shemin law, the Pligi Astamid, Masech Tamid. So he took Mishnah and Tamid Kavosai. So you can't say the Stam Mishnaisin of Tamid, like he wanted to answer, there's no spirit with the Stam Mishnah in Yuma. To the Stam Mishnah in Tomid, because the Stam Mishnah in Tomid is not a Stam Mishnah, it's a Yochid of Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. No, that's not true, because over there Reb Shimon argues on a Stam Mishnah, so he's not the Stam Tana there. Rashi says, the Tanan of Masech to Tomid, Bo loy koin azorik es adam lakir mizroch asroinis, shel mizroch, nois somis shomis beich, nois seim atona rishoin. He puts the first Zrika Saddam, which is one Zrika, which comes out to be on two corners, mizroch asroinis. Matona achas kimin gam yivonis nikeros lemizrach l'tzofen, and then he goes mishom makev olachabola kerem marovus roimis. He goes to the opposite corner, the north, the west south side. For noisen also there marovus roimah shoyla tuna shtei matonis. That's lach a korban oila needs two zrikas shein arba. These two come out to really be four. That means b'shtei kronos zu kineged lachsuna shazu. The mamash diagonally the opposite corners. Even though you only sprinkle twice, of when you go to that corner, the dam goes on both sides of the corner, so it's as if the dam got on all four sides of the mizbeach. Why do we pick from these two corners? Now, but Tony Lord of Shimon Ish HaMitzvah Mishana B'Tomid, but Maten Dam HaTomid Mimaten Demei Kol Sharolus. He see makes a chilik between a regular Korban Oila. As a regular Korban Oila you bring throughout the day, he's also Maskim. It's only two Matonis, two Zrikas, that come out to be four. But he argues on the Tumid that you bring, even though it's a Korban Oila, here it's a little bit different. Like we said, the first Zrika on the Tzvoinis Marovus is Maskim. On the Mizrachit Tzvoinis, his Maskim is only one that comes out to be two. But when you go to the Tzvoinis Marovus, there are Yagas, and says there, you have to make two separate Zrikas. One on the Tzofen side, and one on the Marovus side. All right, that we'll soon see in the next Gemara why he holds like this. But our Kolponim was not there to us, we're still back to the Kasha. It's a theory and two Stam Mishnaisen. Here, Stam Mishnah in Yuma says, first they did the Keteris, and then they did a Tavis and Eris. And there's a Stam Mishnah in Tomei that says the opposite way. That first went the Eris, and then went the Keteris. So Mara says, Elo Amar Rabbi Yechidin, Man Tana, say the Yuma. You know who the Mishnah, who the Tana of our Mishnah here in Yuma is? We have Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Therefore, there's no theory. True. The Stam Mishnah in Tomid, that's a Stam Mishnah, that's a Chom Mishitam. That first comes the Tavis and Neiris, and then comes the Keteris. Either Mishnah says Stam here, Keteris first, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. For the Gemara good, of Barami, say the Yuma, say the Yuma. I'm going to ask you a Stira now in the Mishnais in Gufa in Masech the Yuma. I have a Stira in Mishnais in here. That here, our Mishnah right now says what? That the Keteris comes first, and then they did the Tavis and Neiris in the morning. The Tanan, and later the Mishnah is not like that. Later in the Chofei it says, Piyas Hasheni, what was the second girl, the second lottery they made to choose which Kohanim to do the Avoida? Piyas Hasheni was what? Was Mi Shreichet, who's going to Shech the Korban HaTomid, Mi Zorik, who's going to make Tzvigas Adam, Mi Medashim Mizbeach HaPnimi, who's going to clean out the inside Mizbeach, or Mi Medashim Yatsa Menoira, or Mi Male Eivorim Lekevis, and who's going to clean out the Menoira? So you see clearly the Menoira comes first. And then it says, Mimal Levor Mekevus, who's going to bring the pieces of meat of the Korban HaTomid on the Mizbeach? Good, that's the first Pius. Now, Pius HaShlishi, what do they do with the second girl? Who do we choose to do which avoid is by the third choosing? That's Chadoshim L'Keteris. Every single day you have to have a new Kohen to bring the Keteris. It was never happened that one Kohen brought Keteris twice. By the Keteris, you always had to have a new Kohen. Boyu Vehefisu. They came and they made a Pius. Who should do the Keteris? But I call upon him, what do you see? What was the second one? Was the Menorah. And the third one was for the Keteris. So you see, even later, Stam Mishnah Yum also holds that first comes the Menorah, and then comes the Keteris. And that's not like our Mishnah here. Our Mishnah says, first he did the Keteris, and then he did the Atavis and Eris. So we have a Stira in Mishnah Yum alone. Actually, the first line, the big line, the middle of Chadoshim, Kahanim Yemayim. A Kohen that never brought the Keteris yet was Yitzkab Sukunun Lekan Legerul HaKeteris. Whoever never brought the Keteris yet came into the picture to maybe to be the one, and they chose which one. Avoloi Yishonim. He never did a second time. Doma Lekamon Meyolam Loishon Abodom. No person ever brought the Keteris twice. The Vishoisim Asheris, it made you rich. Shinem Yisivu Keteris Bapecha. Uchsiv Basfei Verach Hashem Cheloi. That was the Maisa. No two Kohanim ever brought, no Kohen brought the Keteris twice. But our Kohanim, this is the Stira. There it says clearly, Atavas and Eris was the second Pius, and the third Pius was the Keteris. Not like our Mishnah, and the two Mishnais in the Masechta Yuma. It should rather say to go according to the two different on the Yomrim. Have the Gemara here, Omer Abaya, Loikasha, tell you there's no Stira. Omer Abaya, Kan be Atavas de Neris. Can be atoves chomesh neiris. The way they did the menorah in the morning was first they used to clean out five of the neiris, and then they would stop. And vice versa, Abaye held they did the keteris in between, and then after they brought the keteris, then they finished off cleaning the last two neiris. So there was no stiras in the mishnayisin. It went to say there was first the menorah, then the keteris, then the menorah. So our mishnah that says the keteris, then the neiris means the keteris, and then the last two neiris. And the Mishnah later means that first they did the first five Neiris, they cleaned out, then they did the Keteris. So Melo is no Stira. That's what Abaye wants answer. So Drashi can be Atovesh de Neiris. Lakam Perek Shlishi Amrinan. Shemafsik be Atovesh HaNeiris. Mishahetiv Chomish. After he cleaned out five of the Neiris, cleaned out the wicks, Poisik he stopped. Omamtin Achenasu Avoid Acheres Bentayim. They did one other Avoid in between. Then they finished off the last two neiris to clean them out. Now, a pligi to machlekes later, which avoid did they do in between the atavas and neiris? That abishol v'rabonim, machlekes later between abishol and rabonim. Ikalaman diyama b'keteris masik. Then that's what Abaye is going to hold right now. That the keteris was in between. So there's no stira. They say there was menorah, keteris, and menorah. mafsik lu. Vikulaman the yom later no, Veshites Hatomid Uzrikas Dome Mafsik Lu. That in between the Atomas and Eros, they start to do the Shrites Hatomid and the Zrikas Adam. Lokam before time with our sock, later we'll see Psukim, how do we know that in between fixing the menorah, that's when you stop to do a different avodah there. Now, Vatana didan svirlei dikteres mafsiklu. It's Abaye one sense of that out, our Tani and the Mishnah Yuma holds that in between the Atobus and Eros was the avodah of the Kteres. Hilkach, therefore there's no steer with the two Mishnahis in here. Hilkach, ho diktoni kteres bresha, that our Mishnah here says, dikteres came first, Bresha ba'atove shtein eris kamer. It's talking about the k'teris came before they cleaned off the last two neiris. V'od etzinan, that's what the Mishnah said later. Ha'atove bresha, no, the pias of the atove came first. That's ba'atove shchomesh v'sheinis kamer. That's going cleaning out the first five neiris. Therefore, there's no stira. But the seder was, first they cleaned out the first five neiris. That's the next Mishnah later. Then they made a pias for the k'teris. But then, like our Mishnah says later, they came back to do the menorah again. So our Mishnah says the k'teris, then the neiris. There's no stira. So tomorrow, l'meimra the k'teris mafsiklu. So you have to say Abaye holds that the k'teris was in between. For the Gemara of Abaye, misader marocha mishmei the Gemara. Later, Abaye brings down what was the seder. How do they do the avoda? Mishmei the Gemara means how he's mekabel from his rebbe's from the Gemara that pedam hatomid mafsiklu. You know what the hefsek was in between cleaning out the first five neiris. Then they stopped. Not that they did the k'teris then, but they did with the dam. So the k'teris was over after the menorah. So Milas Akash and Abaye, how could Abaye say here that the k'teris was in between? So the Gemara says, Amri loy kasha. No, there's no kasha here. Hahi la b'shoil. That Abaye says that the k'teris came later, that only goes according to Abishoil. And hola rabbonin. That we want to say here to answer the Stephen, the two Mishnayis sin, here we go according to the Rabbanan Shita, that the Keteris was the avoider that was done in between the Atavis and Eris, therefore there's no Stephen. The Tanya, like learned in the Braisa, it says, Lo yete besam neiris, v'yachakach yaktir. Don't do all the seven neiris and then do the Keteris. Elo yaktir, v'yachakach yete. That's the Rabbanan Shita. In other words, first do the first five Atavis and Eris, then stop and do the k'teris in between, and afterwards finish off to do the last two neiris. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Abishol says no. Meitiv, do all seven neiris. Clean off, fix off, do that tobas of all seven neiris. V'yachakach maktir. And first later you do the k'teris. So according to Abishol, the avoid you did in between that tobas neiris was the dam, the zrikas, the shchita of the korban atomid. And the k'teris first came afterwards. Now the Gemara explains, my time with Abishol, what's Abishol's svara? That he says the k'teris was done after all the seven neiris. The pasuk says, ba'aboike, ba'aboike, behetivo yesaneiris. It's every morning first clean out the neiris. For a hoder, and afterwards the Torah says, yaktirenu. Then first later, after all seven neiris, then you first do the k'teris. For Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do with this pasuk? The pasuk is mashmo, the k'teris was after all the neiris. For Rabbanan, my Kom Rachmon, what is the pasuk telling us? That Be'idin, Hatova, Te'imik the K'teris. In the middle,